Hello.
Hi, Anne.
Hello. Yeah.
Where are you?
Sorry?
Where are you?
I'm at home at the moment. I've been here since I let you know where I was. But I've got to go. That I'm running out of time. But that's fine. I can talk to you now if you like, and then, yeah.
Okay, right. And when you come back home?
I'm not going to be back in town until Monday.
When you came back home, like today, said that
I'm going to work.
Oh, okay.
I won't be home overnight. No.
Okay, and when I can talk to you?
It won't be until Monday because I'll have another person in the car with me, and I will not be discussing anything in front of anybody.
Yes, right, right, exactly right. Now, the thing is that at the moment, like, we have made a transaction, so I believe you have got
today.
A message from the, yes, right, today. So, like this, we will gonna make the transaction, when within this week, we will gonna able to secure your money, which you have transferred onto the HSBC. So, are you, alone at the moment, or you with someone else?
No, I'm here at the moment, but on my own, but I won't be for much longer. Because when you said let me know when you come home, I didn't think that it would be an hour, so I sort of put things back a bit. But when we have to make a time and stick to it. I know you can't, it's very hard for you, but we have to try and stick to a time if we want to talk to one another, because I can't be sitting around for an hour.
Okay, right. So you won't be back at home until Monday from now onwards.
No.
So every day, what we are going to do, we will gonna make that transaction and secure your money and secure your funds. That's what I said before. That we have to filter your money. So we have already filtered the most of the amounts. So we have to filter the more amount, and that is about 55,000, which is left. We have to recover and filter that amount. Now, could you just tell me, Anne, in which bank account you have opened up the new bank? You have told me that. Have you got the check and have you settled down all the checks from the Combank?
I've done everything from the Combank, yes.
Okay, and have you transferred that funds onto that bank, the new bank?
Yes, I've transferred everything.
And which bank it is? Could you just tell me?
Why do you need to know?
Because I just asked you, because that money that you have transferred, that is also been used by those fraudulent peoples before. So that's what I just need to make sure that you have done something in a proper way. So that's what I'm asking.
The Regional Australia Bank.
Regional Australian Bank. And all right, no issue.
I have set up my business account, and I have set up my personal account only with them.
Okay. Right. And
you've got that other HSBC with all that other money, which is now disappearing. So
yes, right. So have you got that money which your bank has claimed that it will gonna refund it back to you? Did they refunded you the money back to you?
Which money? Refund what? I don't know what you're talking about.
The 19,500 or 900.
I have got that all in checks and invested and put it into the Regional Australia Bank. There's two accounts.
All right then. Okay. Now, in the meantime, if I need to speak to you, then I will gonna get back to you on Monday only. Correct?
Yeah. Because I'm traveling with somebody else in the car, and it's too. I'm not doing it like that. It's not fair to me either.
So Monday in the morning you will be back at home.
I should be, unless anything comes up, but at the moment it will be Monday as far as I know. Now it'll be Yeah, so Monday morning would be best, but please, if you're going to contact me, make it that you can talk to me straight away, because I'm losing too much time waiting for phone calls at the moment, and I'm getting frustrated because I'm not getting my work done.
Okay, I'm sorry about it. If you're going to do everything, you can, you know, like, what I'll do, I'll get back to you on Monday. And what will be the time I can talk to you on Monday?
Hang on, till I just have a look on my timeline, just a sec. Where are we? So we're looking at next Monday, which will be the 27th. At the moment, it's pretty free, but if we could make it, you know, like, say, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, that gives me the rest of the day to do what I have to have done on a certain time.
So in the Monday, I'll get back to you after 10 o'clock, or?
Yes, at 10 o'clock would be great. But if you can't, if you're finding that you're not going to make the ring me, just send me a text so I can keep going, I can go out or whatever I have to do, because at the moment I'm just sitting here waiting for your phone calls because I'm never in the unit. I only do that for you. So I just
you don't have to wait for me. That's what I tried to explain to you, and that is the reason why I have called you, to make sure and let you know about this, that we don't need any time from you for now, okay, until or unless we secure the money. If any circumstances I will need you, I will gonna email you and let you know. We'll talk over there. Okay?
So what happened? What, you know that the check, the copy of the check that you sent me?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that sitting at the moment? I've got a copy on my phone, but where is it at the moment? Where's the check at the moment?
Like, you can download that check from there, and you can print out that check, and you can able to withdraw it. But not for now, because the check will gonna get valid about 2 months. So you have got the lots of time now, okay? Because the date I have issued the check, it was about the date of about 7th of March. So get 2 months of validity. So that's what we have to do. First of all, we need to secure these funds, and then I'll gonna let you know that whatever the updates we have got from there. All right?
Yeah. Okay. So just because I don't know how to do those sorts of things, but I can find someone who can do it.
I will help you. I will guide you how you can do that. So
I've got a copy of that. Is that okay? I haven't done anything with it. It's still sitting on my phone.
Yeah, you just take with yourself. Whenever I tell you that you can print out the copy, you just go to a cyber cafe and just print out that copy, and you can able to do that, and you can withdraw that money. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. All right, so I'll do that. It's just now, so there'll be nothing left in this account at the moment, the HSBC one. Is that what you're planning on draining it right out completely?
No, it is about, there is about 55 to 56,000 is left till now. So within this week, we can secure that money, and then I'll gonna let you know. Okay?
Okay.
So I will get back to you on Monday. I will gonna let you know. And make sure one more thing, I just wanted to let you know on the regional bank that the checks you have got and you have, that transferred that amount, is also being used by those fraudulent people. I believe you know that each and every dollars, there has a particular numbers on it, on each and every note, on each and every dollars.
Well, they gave, on the check, they gave me 2 checks.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. But the money that you have got, they have just transferred the, like, suppose you think that you have got a money in the bank of your Commonwealth, okay? Now, whenever they will gonna provide you the check, they can't able to give someone else money to them, correct? Because they are transferring that particular funds which you have got on the Combank onto the regional bank.
Yeah. So what
you understand?
I don't understand what you're saying to me. So what does that mean? It just, do I, where do I put my money then? That's what I want to know. Where do I keep it?
Yes. Like the money that you have put it on the HSBC, it is not safe and secure, I said, and I have told you we will gonna rectify the money and the dollars that you have transferred. That is why we have sent you that particular check. So what we are going to do, we are just filtering the amount to sending this money to the Thailand, and they will gonna, once they will gonna, once we will gonna catch these hackers, we will gonna take out our money from that hackers. Okay, so we are just filtering the amount, the amount that you, that they have been used from your bank account. We are just filtering the amount. The way we have filtering this amount, we will gonna go ahead and filtering all the amounts of yours, then you are, you can able to use your money. Okay, so first of all, we have to filter your dollars. So that's the main thing. First of all, we will gonna look after of your HSBC, and then we will gonna let you know that what you need to do with your other money. Okay?
So is anything safe?
Yes, we have successfully secured that funds.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have said that the 55 to 56 thousand is left. That is not secure now. So we have to filter that amount. And once we will gonna filter this amount, we will gonna go ahead and filter the amount that you have got on your regional bank, which you have transferred. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll gonna let you know how we gonna do that. Now, do you remember what was the amount that you have transferred on the regional bank?
Because well, off the top of the head, I had done. I can find out, but I don't off the top of my head.
Like about...
I did about 1,000 yesterday. There was a check for 1,000 yesterday, which is my business account.
Uh-huh.
And then there was...
On the personal account, you had about 25,000?
Yeah, about that, yeah. Uh-huh. Around about that. I don't know what the figure was yet. But yeah. My pay and everything going to my personal account.
Yeah, approximately it was about 25,000, and on the tax account you had about 9,000, right?
Yeah.
And the money that you have been that was been blocked on the last time they have transferred the money. So overall, it's about 40 to 45 thousand, I guess. Right?
I didn't realize I had that much. Yeah. So what do you do with it?
Yeah, we will gonna let you know. First of all, let me filter this amount that you have got on the HSBC, and you don't have to take so much of headache because you are like about busy all the time. So you just don't take too much of your headache at the moment. You just go there and do your work confidently and do all these your appointments and do it very confidently and very gladly, and you don't have to think about it too much. I will gonna get back to you on Monday, and within Monday maybe we can secure your HSBC amount. Then I'm gonna let you know that what are the next steps we need to take. Okay.
So will you secure these amounts at the regional as well?
Yes. No. Yeah. We
so
have
what
to
does
secure...
that mean for me? If what does securing them mean for me?
I couldn't get that.
What does securing these accounts mean for me?
Okay. Now, on the HSBC, you had about 177,000, right?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Out of that, out of 177,000, we have already secured 97,000.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Already secured. I haven't got the update of today's money. That is about 24,500. I haven't got an update. Maybe within 2 or 3 hours, I will get the update from there. That is it secured or not. Maybe it will gonna secure within 3 or 4 hours. And after today, if this money will get secured, then we have already successfully secured the 97,000. Okay.
Okay.
So we have to secure the rest of the amount that you have got on the HSBC first. That is about 55,000 to 56,000. So within this week, I believe that we can able to secure that amount. Okay. Now once we're gonna secure that amount on the Monday, I will gonna let you know that what we need to do. Okay.
You know, you're frightening hell out of me, don't you?
Don't get worried about it. That's what I tell you, that you don't have to think about it too much for now. Once you come back from the work on Monday, I will gonna explain it to you, and you have got the enough time on that time, so you can listen to me properly and you can understand the whole thing. Okay?
So can the way I've set up my business accounts and my personal accounts stay like they are or not? Does everything have to get changed again?
You don't have to change it again. I will gonna let you know, we have to filter the amount. So the amount that you have transferred and secured on that account, like we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna give you the check, okay, of that particular amount first, okay? Then you can transfer that amount from that regional bank to your HSBC.
But I don't want it in the HSBC because I need to have a working account handy to me in Narromine.
I'm not telling you that you have to close the account or you have to change the account. For a time being, you have to transfer that money from the regional bank to your HSBC. Then we will gonna secure that money, and then you can able to withdraw the check. And you can use your amount the way it was before. So, in particularly, the regional bank, the amount that you have got, it will be gonna directly on that account, and the HSBC will get the separate account that would be amount of 177,000. Do you understand? Once you will secure it. So, it will gonna stay like this, the way it was before.
Yeah, it has to be because I can't work without it like that.
Yes, yes. So first of all, we have to secure your 177,000. That is on the HSBC. And after that, we will going to go ahead and we will going to provide you a check first. Then we will going to do the rest of the procedure.
So in providing, with the money that you've been taking out of HSBC, is that going to go against me in any way?
I couldn't get that.
The money that you've been drawing out of HSBC, is that going to go against me in any way? Is HSBC going to look at me and say she's not suitable for our clientele or anything like that?
No. I'm going to explain it to you. Now, whenever we will going to transfer the whole amount from the HSBC, right? You have got the check, okay?
Yes.
So, Once you got the check, you can go to the post office, you can deposit it, or you can, redeem it from there.
Yeah.
Okay. It will gonna directly goes back to your account directly the way it was before. Okay.
It's not.
So in total,
they're not gonna write me, are they?
No. Right. Once you will gonna secure this money, you just provide them the check and send the check onto the head office the way you have done it before. So it will gonna directly refund it back on your account directly. So basically, we have just, filtered the whole amount. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
With HSBC, would they have got to that?
I'm sorry?
Would the hackers have got to it maybe in time if I just left it as it is with HSBC?
Yeah, once we will gonna secure the whole amount, then only we can able to catch that bank employees and the hackers as well. Once we will gonna do the whole thing, because they have done the whole thing in the past time. So once we will gonna do the rest of the thing, the whole thing, then only we can able to catch these hackers down. So first of all, we have to secure the amount. So we have already secured about 97,000. So we will gonna secure the rest of the amount. Then I will gonna let you know. We will gonna give you or provide you a check as well of the original bank, and then you can do the rest of the procedure. Okay.
Yeah, because if you know, like, I've got to know that I've got that money. That's the thing.
Yes, of course you will get the money.
Because I have worked damn hard for that, I can tell you.
Yes, right, exactly. And as I have said to you earlier, that it is your hard and soul money. I won't allow anyone to take any single money from you.
Oh, I'd be devastated. It would be the end of me.
Yeah, that's why we are doing our level best to catch these hackers down. Okay, so I don't want to make any mistakes, not from you, not from our side as well. So that's why.
Well, I've done everything you told me to do. So,
yes, right, exactly. And we really appreciate your patience. So that's what I'm telling you. Okay.
So how long do you think this is going to go on?
So, within this week, we will gonna secure the money of your HSBC. Then we have to filter the amount of your regional bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I will gonna let you know that how we're gonna do that. So you just need to, you just take some of your money on the personal account, about how much you need. You just leave that amount on that, and you can transfer that money from the amount from your regional bank to your HSBC. Then we will gonna secure that amount. Then you can use the boot of the check. You can post it, and it will gonna directly goes back to like it was before, 177,000 on your HSBC, and the money that you have got in the regional bank, like it was before, it will gonna directly separate back onto that account directly. And after that, we will gonna get secure, and we can able to catch the hackers. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So what was that last bit you said? I didn't catch it. You were gonna look at something.
Once we will gonna finish this investigation, you can able to put your check, you can deposit your check. So the amount that you have transferred, it will gonna directly go on back to your account the way it was before. 177,000 on the HSBC, and about the 25,000 and 19,000 and 9,000, the way you have got the amounts on your personal account on the regional bank, it will gonna directly separate onto that account the way it was before, like it was now. Yeah. It is now at the moment.
Okay.
We can keep these hackers, and we will gonna go ahead, and you can use your bank account, and you can live your daily life the way you are done it in the last time, like about a half month ago.
It's not been a normal life the last few weeks, I can tell you.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Once we finish this investigation, and you can live your life peacefully. I believe that I'm giving you so much headache to you.
Yeah, it's just been so hard to try and, you know. But I don't want to be short of money that I need it. And when I need it, I have to have the access to it. That's the thing. So, yeah.
Okay. Some of your money on the regional bank, then you have to transfer. I was going to let you know on Monday, so don't have to take so much of your headache now. First of all, let me secure the money of your HSBC. Then we will going to do the rest of the procedure.
Okay. All right.
You do your work, and you earn so much money.
What was that?
you go to your work and earn so much of your money that you love to do, and I'll get back to you on Monday.
I'm really sick about earning money at the moment, don't you worry. I am so scared it's going to all disappear.
No, definitely not. I'm gonna catch the hackers down, and I'm gonna, you know, like finish everything, and so that you can use your accounts and you can live your normal life.
Okay? But I can't touch my tax account. It cannot be touched. Okay, or my business account, because I've got things running through there all the time. So cannot not be touched. by, you know, can you not, I need money in those accounts to survive.
Like on the tax account or the personal?
Yeah, the tax account, that's my tax. I need that. And then, but the other one, the business account, I have money going through that all the time through deductions and things like this. This is what's all gone astray.
On the business account, you have got about not more than $1,000 in it.
Yeah, I know, but that I've been holding off doing invoicing so that I can...
Okay, then you can leave that account. You can leave that account.
Can we leave that alone? Because that's my business account. And I need to do invoices. People are screaming at me, but I've been leaving it because I've not done invoicing for that reason that I'm so frightened it's going to disappear.
Okay, then. We will going to leave that account. The business
account,
we're going to leave that.
Because and the tax money is a part of that. That's one whole thing. It's a tax. It's two parts to that account.
Okay, then. Okay. Right. All right. We're going
to
leave that account then. We will going
to
leave that account first, and we will going to check that, is everything will going to get proper manner or not. Because particularly in future, we have to secure that amount as well on your tax. The tax amount, we have to secure it as well. So that's not a problem if you can't able to do that on that particular account. If you have to, like, it can't be touchable or like what, the tax account?
The tax account is just there for when the tax department hits me with a bill.
Oh, okay, then you just leave it. You just leave that account and the business account.
Yes, because I don't know when I'm going to get the tax account, an account from the tax department. It'll be after I've done my tax, but I don't know what it'll be for. And that is money that I have saved for that.
Okay, all right. Not a problem. Because if you touch the tax account, maybe there would be a trouble in your business.
There will be, and the accountant will not want to know about it, I can tell you.
Yeah.
He's straight down the line guy, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you don't have to touch that account and the business account. Like, in total, how many accounts you have got in the regional
I
bank?
I have only got the HSBC.
Not the HSBC.
One is my personal account I have for me. That's my account.
No, on the regional bank, in total, how many accounts you have got? One is a business account, one is a tax account, and one is a personal
account. Well, the tax is part of the business account. It's a two parts of the one account.
Okay, right.
The other one is my personal account, which my pays go into and keeps me in money and doing what I need to do.
Okay, so on the personal account, you had about 25,000, and the amount that they have transferred, about 19,900, the previous money that they have said. Do you remember that?
Hang on, what was that?
The 19,000 transaction that we have been made on the last time, and they have just blocked the account. Whenever your Combank has blocked the account of your Combank, then there was an amount about 19,000. Like, did they transfer that money on your personal account?
I got anything back that the Combank gave me yet.
No, like
I got it all back, yes. There was nothing there was nothing astray there. It's just that
so
you need to keep
that
my personal account for me.
Okay, then maybe it will going to reflect it back on your personal account on the region bank. So it's about 25,000. I'm talking about you had 25,000 on the personal account before, but the 19,000 that they have said that you will going to get the 19,000 within 1 month. Did they transfer that money to you on your personal account? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, as far as I know, they did. Yes, everything was above board. Everything was fine.
All right then. And you do one thing for now, you just leave it the way it is. We will gonna secure the rest of the amount on the HSBC, and we will gonna go ahead, and I'll gonna get back to you on Monday. All right. And if I need you in the meantime, I'll gonna give you and send you an email.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, because what I do at work is my business, and what I do at home is not there anybody else's business. So, yeah.
Yep. All right, then. Take care of yourself and enjoy your weekend.
So you, it's going to be all work. Don't kid yourself. It's going to be all work. Now, just one question. What was I going to say? So those accounts will just stay as they are at the moment.
I'm sorry?
My personal account will stay the same at the moment.
Yeah, you just leave your regional bank for now.
Yeah.
Once you will gonna come back on Monday, and maybe I'm sure that within Monday we can able to secure the HSBC amount. Okay?
Because that there'll be more money. There's more money going into that personal account every week.
Okay.
So it's building up and building up because I've not been had a time to spend anything much at all. I've spent some money, but that keeps that looks after me.
Okay. Right, I got it. Like, how do you get that money? Like every week you will get the money or?
No, anything that comes into that HSBC into the personal account is my pays and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My pay goes into there and my different things. The other one, the business account, is for the work that I do outside who I work for.
Okay.
I go into those accounts all the time.
As it is, you can't able to, you know, use your business account for that and the tax account. That is the reason why, first of all, we will going to give you a check of that particular amount, the money that you have got on the regional bank. And because once we will going to secure that funds and filter the amount, the money that you are receiving all the time, it will going to a proper money that we will going to receive. So that's not a problem with that. Because the previous amount that you have been transferred from the Combank. Okay?
Well, yeah. The personal account was in the Combank, but it's all been transferred to the regional Australia.
I understand. So, first of all, once you come back Monday, I'm going to let you know that what we need to do. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to
take
you. Okay?
Okay, so just don't leave me broke, please.
Yeah, you do your work. I'll get back to you on Monday. Okay?
Peter, how do you think I can work with all this stress?
That's my duty to tell you, just to make sure you feel confident. So.
Look, I don't know what I feel anymore. Honestly, I'm numb from the whole thing, from the whole experience.
I said that don't think about it too much. I will gonna secure all the money. So you just, I just need your cooperation. That's it. I'm going to explain it to you, whatever happens.
Okay. Is there any way, if this goes astray, that I get reimbursed from anybody or not?
I'm sorry?
If this doesn't work and I lose my money, what do I do then?
No, definitely you won't, cannot lose any money. You have got the check. How we can lose the money?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He have already got the check.
I've only looked at it once. I haven't gone back and looked at it. It's sitting in my inbox there somewhere yet.
Yeah. You just leave it for now. Once we're gonna secure that one, I will gonna let you know, and you can transfer that through a post office.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I better go and earn some more money to pay for all of this, hadn't I?
All right, Anne.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.